This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And good morning, finally. Here it is, race day, and it's going to be a good show at 8:06. Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. You know we always podcast the show later this weekend at usfdracing.org. That's a race team out of Kannapolis, North Carolina, that we race with to bring awareness to volunteer fire departments. What a big show. Thank you to Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service here in Mobile and Sunny South Raceway. Mr. Tommy Prater, Mr. Arca Mobile 200, we should call him, standing by here in a minute. MIS racing the rainout delay from last weekend. The Pro Truck, Sportsman, and Bombers, they've added a huge autograph session, a couple of special stars that are going to be there as well. Tommy's going to tell us about it. Also, race day in Grand Bay. Joe McArdle with Sunny South Raceway. It's race night number two. The big question, will Tim Kelly get his second win in the row with the Stingers? And his first win was last time they raced. Awesome. Gates open at 4. Racing at 8. Joe has the details. Also, one of the drivers that, for the first time, she was at the track last weekend at the ARCA race, talking about Sarah Cornette Ching. And this rookie phenom is amazing. 23-year-old welder. She welds 30 below degrees in Canada so she can afford to do the ARCA thing. And she has a great story. We'll talk to her a little bit. We're going to talk about the big controversy. Walls or no walls after Will Kimmel's accident that launched him into the parking lot. Free parking. You got to pay for parking. You know? No, I'm just kidding. Also, J.J. Day standing by with Day Motorsports, ready for the 2015 season opener at Mobile International Speedway. But as we bring in Tommy Prater, we were talking, and J.J. Day's luck already showing kind of ugly. And Tommy, good morning. Welcome back to the show. And what did you tell me? I said, well, what do you think happened? And you said,
well, I mean, it's pretty simple. He's just driving the wheels off that thing. And, you know, you drive one as hard as he was driving last night, stuff's going to bend.
And what bent was the darn drive shaft. Looked like a twisted a piece. I mean, it looked like it just is amazing, almost folded in half. So he has an announcement about what they're going to do with the team today. So let's talk about racing and the weather. First of all, 20% chance. Ain't going to rain, brother.
No, we're moving the rain model off.
Yeah.
And we're headed full speed ahead. Gates open, back gate opens at 3 o'clock today, practice at 4, and what a fun night we have planned for this evening. 7 o'clock, we're going to grid all the local drivers on the front stretch.
Great.
We're going to let all the fans down and get autographs and meet the drivers here at 7 o'clock. We're going to go racing with the trucks first, then the bombers, and in between the bomber and the sportsman, we're going to take an intermission. We're going to bring Grant Enfinger, our three-time winner, into the crowd.
Awesome.
Along with the full-size Arcamobile 200 jukebox trophy.
Wow.
And fans will be able to get their picture made with Grant and the trophy there, right there in the grandstands tonight. So it's a big show. We're really looking forward to it. And the guys that we have raced with us tonight, they always put on a great show.
Well, and that's the thing. And you were at practice last night. We didn't make it because we're just finishing up the car a little bit, but tons of cars out there.
Yeah, we had a lot of cars last night and a lot of really fast race cars. You know, normally you have a little mix, but the guys last night, I think everybody I watched was set on stun, and they were ready to go racing.
I think we're going to see, to be honest, some of the records fall tonight. I really do. I think in every division, because these guys have been working hard on the cars. Now, you know, we got to talk about your thoughts in general about the success of what I would call a success of the Arcamobile 200 last weekend. Again, sellout capacity crowd in the field, infield, also in the stands, great parking. But it was marred, national news about Will Kimmel's accident, how he criticized the track for not having a wall up. I think you covered it great on Fox 10 here locally, and I think I agree with the statement that you said. Talk a little bit about what you're hearing from ARCA, because they want to do a full review of the track before any future things. What scares a lot of people, a lot of fans that have been talking on Facebook and Twitter and all that, is, gosh, did we just see our last Arcamobile 200?
Any statement whatsoever that involves ARCA is not ready to come back to Mobile because it does not have a wall is a bold-faced, untruth lie.
Good to hear.
Period.
Good.
You know what people don't understand? We race at other racetracks that don't have walls. Mobile is not the only one on the tour.
Go.
So for anybody to say ARCA's not coming back to Mobile because it doesn't have a wall, they're just a dumbass.
And that's I love it. Thank you.
As I can put it, and that just all needs to go away just right now. Now, let's talk about Will's accident, because it was very scary, and I've talked to Will, and we've talked about it, and we all want to make things better.
Right.
But the reality is if there had been a wall at Mobile International Speedway on Saturday, when Will's throttle hangs, he destroys a race car, bounces off the wall, comes back into the middle of the full field, who is coming up to full song, and we're not just destroying one race car, we're destroying half a dozen, maybe ten, all because we had a wall and it bounced back into the racetrack. So, I mean, you know, and look, we want to make it better for any competitor that goes out there, but the reality is that all of our safety features at Mobile work.
Yep.
Will Kimmel climbed out of that race car.
Yep.
And that is the number one most important thing for us at the ARCA Mobile 200, Mobile International Speedway, and the ARCA Series itself. We give up race cars every weekend.
Right.
The most important thing is that competitor took a really violent incident, climbed out of the car, and he was ready to go racing Sunday night up in Indianapolis, and they didn't have the car ready for him, but he would have raced Sunday if the car would have been ready for him. So, you know, from that perspective, every safety feature we have and what they're designed to do work properly at Mobile.
Well, obviously, we put it out on Facebook, what do fans think, and I think there's about probably an 80% to 20%. Well, 20% say, oh, you're going to have a wall, da-da-da-da. And I'm not downplaying your opinions, folks, but again, as a driver, as a team owner, as someone that works at the track and has some knowledge that other folks don't have like Tommy does as well, I understand what you're saying, and I totally agree with it. Now, some people said on Facebook, again, and Twitter, what about having like the F1 cars, for instance, have the gravel patches or tires, and I think I heard a quote, I don't know if it was you or not, but someone said, well, if the tires were still there, he still would have flipped over them.
Well, if the tires, you know, you look at these things and how they work. If there had been a tire barrier in front of the jersey barrier that's out there, the car would have caught the tire barrier and gone tumbling into the parking lot.
Yeah.
Not just up and over, but tumbling into the parking lot. And so the tires are a stopgap when you don't have soft walls, safer barriers, but the reality is when you talk to the guys who do safer barriers, they put very, very little confidence in the tire barrier.
Mm.
And the problem with the tire barrier is it makes the car do stuff after it hits them that it's not supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
Tumbling, throwing them back into the racetrack, and the tires are really, really not a good solution.
Yeah, I agree with that. Now, you guys are going to have the Moose's car out today at the new Fallsack Tires, a pretty cool event there.
Absolutely. Their new Express Lube at Cottage Hill and Dawes will have Thomas's Daytona Talladega car. So if you want to see what a super speedway car looks like up close, today is a good opportunity to do that. And his car is ready to go testing on April 1st at Talladega. So it's going to be a cool event. I think there's a lot of people going to be at this Express Lube today. So hopefully it'll be a lot of fun.
One more thing I want to ask you about, the mosquito patch. I see that they're a big sponsor from last weekend and this weekend. They're excited to move the racing because of the rain out here. And people might not know what the mosquito patch is. And if you're at a track and it's going to be the dirt track or any track throughout the racing season, this is probably going to be a must-have. We got these last year and loved them.
It's an incredible product. It is now available in all the Greer stores along the Gulf Coast, which has been a big get for the mosquito patch folks. But just imagine taking something a little bit bigger than a Band-Aid and putting it on your shoulder, and you put it on at the beginning of the weekend, you leave it on all weekend, no mosquitoes all weekend. It is an incredible product, especially for those of us who enjoy being in the outdoors, whether it's racing or hunting or fishing or whatever it is. You know, this mosquito patch is an incredible product.
Well, once again, we know where the track is. We know we've got big shows coming up after this weekend. But, again, go through the schedule real quick. Gates open at 3. Fans can get in there about 4.
Yeah, well, gates open. The back gate opens at 3.
Yeah.
We'll start practice at 4. Then all of that is working towards qualifying. And then the front stretch at 7 o'clock tonight, where we'll grid all the cars up there and get everybody ready to go for a huge autograph session. And we don't get an opportunity to do this very often because the schedule's so tight. But we got a little room, so we're going to bring all the fans down on the front stretch, let them meet the drivers, get autographs, And then in between the bomber and the sportsman race, we're going to have Enfinger, Grant Enfinger, our three-time champion, up in the stands with the jukebox trophy. You'll get a chance to have your picture made with Grant. And it's going to be a fun, fun night. We're really looking forward to it.
Well, thank you, Tommy, for everything you've done for our racing along the Gulf Coast and from everything you do. We just appreciate it. Again, it's going to be great. Can't wait to see you in Victory Lane, brother.
Thank you, guys. And, yeah, we are giving out jukebox trophies tonight. That's important. You know, the guys are racing for a jukebox. So it's going to be a fun night. I hope everybody has an opportunity to come. And grandstand tickets are only $10.
Wow. There you go. Thank you, Tommy. I appreciate you, brother.
All right, guys. Have a great week.
There you go. Tommy Prater just said it. $10 to get in tonight? Come on. You can't go to a movie cheaper than that. We'll see you at the track. More to come in a minute. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Always podcast at usfdracing.org. Joe McCardle standing by with Sunny South Raceway. And Sarah Cornett-Ching from Canada. She drove the ARCA race last weekend, that beautiful white and pink number two, and didn't stay pretty for long. She had a little help with that. We'll talk about that. Her thoughts against walls and no walls at racetracks. Also, J.J. Day with Day Motorsports coming in at the end of the show to talk about their 2015 season and that ever-growing team. Now, before we bring in Joe McCardle, Kane Motorsports, we've got a little bit of things I want to share with you really quick. Take about a minute. Coming up Saturday, March 28th, I'll be announcing at the 38th annual Azalea Trail Run in downtown Mobile. Over 10,000 runners annually go to this event, and we will also have the number 5 Childhood Cancer Race Car there for the kids to check out. We'll have information about childhood cancers and how you can help with the Ronald McDonald House. Also, we have organized another visit to the Women and Children's Hospital. It's coming up Friday, right before Easter. That's April 3rd at noon. Now, even if you don't have a race car, show car, or ratty rod, which we have a lot of teams and people going to be joining us, you can contact me on Facebook. Just look up Derek Long, D-E-R-E-K-L-O-N-G, and we're going to have a lot of people out there with us. The media is going to be there, and we've got cars coming from Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, and Florida. Over 30 cars pulling up. They'll bring some of the kids that are able to travel down from their rooms down, and they'll pick up all these Easter baskets. It's going to be an incredible, incredible thing. I thank you all. I'll have to go through all the list of names and everyone's going to participate. And then I was honored. Michelle and I were in Montgomery this week, and we were asked to represent the Southwest region of the state for the American Cancer Society. We went and talked to legislators and senators about getting more funding for local cancer and research and some programs, including palliative care. I strongly suggest you look up what that is and talk to your Congress folks. But the good news is the folks that we talked to agreed 100% to help fund the American Cancer Society. And beyond that, we were blessed to be asked to travel to Washington, D.C., and we're going to be able to talk to senators, Michelle and I, about childhood cancer and some of the things that need to be done, including trying to find another medicine. These kids are taking adult-sized chemo. So, again, you can always find us on Facebook. I wanted to share that information. So many ways that you can help as well. Now, it's race day. Joe McCardle standing by at Sunny South Raceway. Not at the track yet, but probably getting ready to head there. You had a late night in the shop, too, didn't you, buddy?
Good morning. Yes, we did. We decaled 4 race cars last night.
4? Man, that's right. I forgot you're the Penske, or no, I should say, yeah, I guess Penske's a good word over there at Sunny South Raceway. Tonight is going to be a big night. Of course, you've got all the racing going on. You've got the bike races during intermission. You got to have a helmet for that, by the way. But the gates open at 4, and if there's any looking at the last race compared to this race, you're going to have great crowd, car counts, and I'm going to give a shout-out again to Tim Kelly winning his first race in that Stinger, and he's pretty confident he's got number 2 coming.
Yeah, Tim Kelly had a good night. He won his first race.
Yeah.
And I understand a buddy of his, I don't have his name, but Tim Kelly's went and bought him a race car, so he'll be out tonight.
Wow.
So, yeah, we're looking for a good night. We invite everybody to come out and tell everybody we will race. We know there's a threat of rain, but we're not going to be concerned with it.
20%. It's not happening.
20%, yeah. You know, it went from 80 to 50, back to 60, down to 20, so somewhere in Alabama, it's going to rain.
It ain't going to be on the Gulf Coast, brother, right?
Not tonight. Not tonight. You know, I understand. Sunday and Monday we're going to get jail.
Yeah, but that's okay. That's all right. That's work.
Yeah, right.
Hey, let's talk about, again, there's such a buzz about your track right now and other tracks, and you don't usually get to hear that. People talking about that dirt track in the middle of Sunny South Raceway. You're going to have go-karts out there and some other vehicles, and you guys are getting closer and closer and closer.
Correcto. Wait, Kane, we're sitting there with a rough dirt track cut in the center of the infield.
It's beautiful.
Now, Now, keep in mind that we don't have electricity to it. Now, when I say that, I'm talking lights. All the lights are up on the outside. It's like all the poles have been moved from the inside to the outside.
Which is great.
But now you have to come back and rewire the small track. And looking at everything, the go-karter sitting in the small car is not going to be able to look up there and pay attention to the flag went up where we've got him now, or to the two lights we have on the back wall. So we're going to move some lights for the go-karter. We're looking at building maybe a portable flag stand to put right there on the front straightaway to flag just the go-karts. And then we have this problem, this little irrigation problem we have to put in. And when I say irrigation, I'm talking about we're going to have a sprinkler system to wet the track in order to work it to get it ready for the race.
That's awesome.
Each week. There's still some things going on.
You and Wayne Nekrasik have done a lot to really promote this track. And between you both leadership, I think it's going to be a great season. Again, you've got seven divisions or so that are running. Senior champs, you've got, that's a new class. Explain what that is.
Well, senior champs is a bigger version of, say, the Mighty Mike Junior One. It's a champ car with a roll cage, 5-point harness. Again, a little bit bigger car, adults, clone motors. No restrictions as far as the rules that we have on the Mighty Mike Junior One. We're not going to do the tire thing, or the gear, or the RPM. I think it is, but it's, you know, we have several dads already who son races either Mighty Mike or Junior One who has a champ car.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and some of the dads want to have a little fun, too.
See, that's awesome. That's just another great way to get more fans out of the stands and into the track, and I think yours is one of the best tracks to do that.
Well, let me back up and say something. Let me blow a little smoke. We have a good guy and a bad guy at the racetrack. I'm not going to tell you who's...
Can I tell you? No, I'm just kidding.
We have one man that... would do anything in the world and bend over backwards and bend a rule to get a racer on the track. We have another man who will do the same thing, but will stand by the rule. One man is go-kart. One man is legend in bigger car. They work together. Bottom line, they get the job done.
Yeah.
Now, there's a little discussion here and there. There's a little old school versus new way of doing things, but to get the work done. And the one go-kart man, he's came in there with some go-kart ideas that has worked.
Yeah.
And there's more ideas. So what I'm trying to say is, we have just started.
The growth potential I've already seen. I mean, you look at where the history of Sunny South Raceway came from. I remember, and a lot of the people who live down here on the Gulf Coast should remember, the dirt track of the great J.J. Speedway, which you were also there, weren't you?
Yes, sir, I was. We run, my team, my driver at that time was only my son. We won the last dirt race legends before they shut it down. Well, long story short, we got a call. We got rained out.
Yeah.
At the big track, dirt track, Murray Hill. And we got a call. Come on over here, rain or shine, we're going to race tomorrow night. Gordon Vickers called us. Says, we got one last shot at this thing.
Wow.
So we took all the legends and run over there. But there's history there. We were there. And not to cut you off, but if you'll stop and think about that, Sunny South started off as an asphalt track, running go-karts on one weekend and legends on the following weekend.
Yep.
And they were packed.
All the time.
All the time. And that's what we're going back to.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to sit here and say go-karts one weekend and legends the other.
But you can see what's happening. Yeah, yeah. And it's great. And
right.
One thing that you guys have with the stands is, again, you can take the kids there. They get to participate from the bike races and also the power wheel races that happen. And also you can let them just roam at a track, which a lot of tracks you can't do because it's so family friendly there. No alcoholic beverages. The best food you're going to find at the track is still at Sunny South Raceway. No offense to the other tracks, but y'all got to follow SSR because they're doing it right.
Well, we've got I can show you some kids that are down there now that I don't want to say grew up, but 10 years ago, they were in our trailer.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and their mom, of course, their mom and dad was next door to us. Their kids was with our kids, and they played right there in the trailer.
Yep.
Now they're all over the place, the same kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels good. I mean, you don't have to sit there and watch,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
but you know they're right there, and somebody's watching over them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stop and go. There's only one way you can get off the track, and that's go straight. You can't turn right or left in front of the tech building.
Right.
It's because of the kids.
Yeah, and you guys are doing it right. So tonight, let's go through all the classes that are running.
Tonight, when we say all divisions, we start off with the bad little Mighty Mites.
Oh, yeah.
And then we'll work into the junior ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll come back with the Bandos, Senior Pro Carts, Senior Pro Champs.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll have the Legends, the Mini Stock.
Yeah.
And then we'll finish up with the Pro Challenge.
Yeah, and again, you guys are great about running them quick and get them in and out like that, as you do with so many divisions. So not hard to find the track. Tell us, where can we go?
Well, if you're going west on Interstate 10, you can either get off at Interstate Exit 10 and go ahead and jump on Highway 90, pass the big track on your left, go another 6 miles west. We'll be right there on the right. You can take Interstate 10 all the way down to Exit 4, exit to your right from the truck stop, go back across the freeway, go to the traffic light in downtown Grand Bay. Hang left on Highway 90, come back about 2 or 3 miles east, and we'll be on your left.
Well, Joe, have fun tonight. No rain. I'm looking outside. I see sunshine and nothing on the weather map. So have fun. Can't wait to hear about all the great racing you guys have tonight at Sunny South.
We'll be in next Saturday morning with some good news.
That's what I like to hear. That's Joe McArdle with Sunny South Raceway. Going to do it. And these guys, again, it's like your own private Bristol in your own backyard. The money that they've spent to make this track what it is, incredible. Still to come, we're going to talk with J.J. Day from Day Racing. They've got a lot of cars and trucks ready to come out and see what they can do tonight. Also, next, Sarah Cornette-Chin, the ARCA rookie sensation, 23-year-old from Canada, showing her them boys how to drive. Hang on. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, always brought to you by great sponsors, Mobile International Speedway, Five Flags Speedway, Sunny South Raceway, and Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service Area, Government and Butler. Whether you've got a car show, you got a vintage or a bomber, even a go-kart, you can make that motor go faster. Well, thank you to Tommy Prater, Joe McArdle, and of course, J.J. Day standing by with Day Motorsports. But what a weekend it was. Last weekend, the third annual ARCA Mobile 200 and Mobile International Speedway saw some of the best racing you could ask for along the Gulf Coast. And again, we had a full crowd. I mean, it was sold out in field and also in the stands. And I think the cool thing about this was all the new drivers that was out there. And one of the ladies that was out there, or actually the lady, I should say, was Sarah Cornette-Ching. And she is now back on with us. And not in Canada, which we were talking about how you, last time we had you on last week, and you welded 30 degree below weather just to get the money to get your ARCA ride. And look, now you've got a full, complete year. And you go through Mobile, and the car looked beautiful to start, but you know how that goes. Morning, Sarah.
Yeah. Good morning.
Well, let's talk about what's going on today in the shop. You're in North Carolina. What you got going on?
Yeah, this morning the Speedway car is back from the body shop. It's all ready to go for the test at Talladega on April 1st. And then I'm just hanging out with Tony's son, Avery, playing iRacing, and we're going to go to East Lincoln to watch some dirt racing today. Start my education for the dirt race this year.
Oh, that's good. Well, let's talk about your first experience at Mobile International Speedway. And what I like about this ARCA Mobile 200 is it's just not a race. And you guys are really, you are the stars of the show when you come to this event. Sometimes you'll have shows with the cup cars and things like that. So the whole city just rallies behind you, from the event at the Battleship to the signing of autographs before the race. Give us your perspective, the first time trip here at Mobile.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't believe the support of the fans and how many people were out to watch the racing. It was incredible. I mean, just the amount of people that even, like, knew who I was going into the race and things like that. I mean, I can't thank them enough. And obviously, it's a very racing-oriented town, so I can't thank everyone enough for all their support.
Well, let's talk about, where did you start?
We started 11th because of the rain, so they just went off of points from the previous year, car points. So we started 11th, the race. I guess two laps in sort of took us out of 11th, and we ended up spinning off the turn 3-4 corner, which is something I didn't want to do, but thankfully there was no wall there, because that saved me and let me get back into the race.
And, you know, that's the next thing I was going to ask you. You know, obviously Will Kimmel was very critical on the track, saying that, well, if there would have been a wall there, all I would have had to do is put a front clip on the car, and we would have been good. And, I'm sorry. I know it was a terrible wreck, but Will, you're wrong, because you would have bounced back into the other cars, and he was up in front and could have probably collected, you know, seven or eight cars. So I know, in talking with Tommy Prater earlier on the show, Sarah, you do race at some tracks that do not have walls. And tell me your thoughts on this. And obviously it was a scary wreck with Will. Thank God he's okay. But, you know, racing happens.
Yeah, I mean, I've been racing a long time and I've seen throttles hang before. I've seen guys drive straight into walls and it's never a good situation. I mean, when your throttle sticks, it's not going to be good whether you fly off of the, you know, off the banking and down into a parking lot, or if you hit a wall head on. I mean, Will could have had serious neck injuries, you know, if he did hit the wall head on, or like you're saying, he could have spun back down into traffic. So I think when it comes to your throttle hanging up and you're getting into a wreck, that kind of a deal, it's, I mean, whether you have a wall or not, I mean, I can't say one way or another, sure, but you're going to have an injured car and hopefully not an injured driver.
And that's the biggest thing. You know, you can fix cars. I saw on your Sarah Cornette Ching Racing page, Denver, North Carolina, where you're at, you're doing the iRacing rig there, getting some coaching from your crew chief, Tony. You're playing video games. Does that work? Tell the old school folks that, that you know, all these kids always playing video games. I see more and more drivers doing this.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing with the iRacing for me is just because I haven't seen any of the tracks. So there's a lot of things that are not similar. I mean, it's hard to get any kind of a car feel out of it. You got to be focusing more on the screen than any kind of a feel that you get out of the seat. But, I mean, the tracks that you haven't seen, the shapes, the lines to run, the braking points, all those sorts of things are, you can pick up from those games. And just gives you a better idea, like especially road courses. You go into a road course, there's 13, 16 turns. You got to learn entries and things like that. The games are incredible for that.
Talk about, what one thing I love about the ARCA series is you do road courses, you do asphalt, but then you do dirt too. And, you know, it's old school NASCAR style. What do you guys have to do setup-wise from taking your asphalt car or short track car, whichever one you would use, swapping it to dirt? Obviously, you put a screen on it. I've seen that on several pictures, but different way to drive that car, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many changes that the boys are going to make in the shop. We actually have about five cars that we're rotating through the different tracks. So intermediate cars, they have a different body on them. And the short track cars, again, different body, different brakes. Everything's different. And when we go to the dirt track, yeah, the screens and the, you got to change the way that the front end of the cars are. And, of course, the driving as well is going to be different. So I don't know. Honestly, I've never raced on dirt. That's what we're kind of working towards right now. We're going to go watch some practice today and hopefully get a good idea for it and get out in a dirt late model later on this week.
Well, you were on last week and told just the incredible story of determination to follow your dream at 20 years old, what you did. Can you go through that story again? Because a lot of people who might not have heard it need to hear the story.
Yeah, I mean, I started racing when I was 12 years old, and it was something that I just really loved, and we did a lot of racing. And then when I finished high school, it became something where I needed to fund it myself, and it sort of dwindled down a little bit. So in order to continue racing and to continue to afford to do what I love, I started welding. I started my apprenticeship, and I did the three-year program. I'm now a journeyman welder,
awesome.
Red Seal. I do pressure, TIG, aluminum, like pretty much any kind of welding I can do it, and I've done it in a worksite environment as well. So I was up north in Canada welding 2 weeks at a time, 15 days, 12-hour days. You know, riding on a bus back and forth to work for an hour. So at the end of the day, you've been at work for 14 hours and just saving money, saving money, saving money. And I got the opportunity with Tony Blanchard to come run Daytona.
Yeah.
And then, like you said, everything came together. And here we are running the full season. So it's just been an incredible ride the last 6 months.
How do you juggle from the day job to the racing career, especially being in different parts of two countries? I mean, wow.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not welding anymore. I'm racing full time, and good. I mean, if the boys need something welded on the car, I'll show them how to do it.
I love that right there. Hey, boys, don't screw up my car. Let me show you how it's done. I love that, Sarah.
Exactly. It's been incredible. I can't thank everyone enough. Everything's just fallen into place, and I think it really is a story of hard work. Eventually, does pay off, even when you can't really see a light at the end of the tunnel.
Race 101, that has been a great program for you. Explain what that is and how other drivers should be looking at this.
Yeah, I mean, Race 101, it was a school that I went to in 2011 where they teach you basically every aspect of what you need to know to become, you know, to go where you want to go in racing. And everyone can take what they want from the program, but one of the biggest things I took was the media and the social media side of things as well, and again, then the driving and the setups, and Tony works with me. I mean, yesterday we spent 4 hours rating springs and looking at travel and spring rates and things like that, so I mean, I'm learning every single day down here, and it's awesome.
Well, I know you guys are going to have a great year. Again, talk about the next time you'll be on the track, is that going to be that ARCA test at Talladega?
We're going to do some stuff in the late model lake later this week, just to keep me in the seat, and just keeping me as up-to-date as possible. I mean, I feel like we are a little bit behind as far as the other drivers and experience on the tracks and in these cars, so we're going to stay on the track as much as we can, and then Talladega is the next ARCA practice that we'll be at on April 1st.
Well, Sarah, what I saw watching you at Mobile is you are, I love this, cautiously aggressive. You can put the car about anywhere you wanted to. I loved watching you go through the field because you had a hot rod, and I really feel that, where did you guys finish?
14th.
Don't say it like that.
Well, the only reason I say it like that is because, you know, if we weren't down laps and if the initial incident hadn't happened, I do feel like we had probably a top 10, if not close to a top 5 car. So it's frustrating, but it was a good day.
I'd say a top 3. You got a fan down here, okay?
Thank you.
Well, how do we keep track of you? And again, with sponsors and stuff, there might be some folks along the Gulf Coast who would like to help. How can we get a hold of you guys and do that?
Yeah, the best way to get a hold of me is on my Facebook page, facebook.com/SCC Racing, and my Twitter is @SCornetChang. So those are the two best ways to get in touch with me, and again, I just can't thank everyone enough at Mobile. It was incredible. The support, overwhelming.
Well, you guys, like I said, I love watching you guys on Facebook. We'll definitely have you on throughout the season. Anytime you want to come on, you contact us, and we'll have a slot for you. So we appreciate you. We're going to be watching you. Can't wait to see you hold that trophy in Victory Lane, dear.
Awesome. Thank you very much for having me on today.
Oh, absolutely. Again, that's going to be a driver you want to keep your eyes on. Again, Sarah Cornetching Racing. Look him up on Facebook. Still lots to come, and we're going to get ready for a Mobile International Speedway's rainout problem that they had last Friday for the local divisions, Pro Trucks, the Sportsmen, and Bombers all tonight. A huge autograph session. You heard that Grant Enfinger will also be back with the trophy, which is awesome, and you're going to be able to get pictures with him, get some autographs. So, again, good to see the home guys coming back. Still to come. Well, in the next few minutes, J.J. Day with Day Motorsports. He's got a lot to talk about from last night's practice to what they have to do to prepare tonight and what it's like to operate a big team like those guys. J.J.'s next. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Again, later today, we'll podcast the show at usfdracing.org. That's United States Fire Department Racing out of Kannapolis, North Carolina, with Kane Motorsports. I think the fourth year we've been together, raising money and awareness for volunteer fire departments. So, again, thank you to Tommy Prater and Joe McArdle. We just heard from ARCA Series rookie, the 23-year-old female sensation from Canada, Sarah Cornette-Ching. And it's been a busy, busy couple of off months. There's no really off season when it comes to racing. Right after the snowball derby, most teams are right back in the garage preparing 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 or 5 vehicles like these guys. And for Day Racing Motorsports, we've got JJ Day live from the garage, man. Not the way you probably wanted to start the morning. Good morning, JJ.
Good morning, man. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, glad to have you on, brother. Let's talk about, first of all, getting through the snowball derby, you guys, that's the last race of the season. Then everything focuses to this next one. You have Dustin Smith's, or I should say Smith Racing's truck, the 33. Talk about that, and then talk about what happened last night and what you've got to do today to try to get back in that truck.
Yeah, they gave me a good opportunity to drive for one, we just had nothing but bad luck. You know, all the practices have been good.
Yeah.
And then, we get the derby race and the trucks burst. So we fixed it, got down here, and something that goes back together, right? And a woman tires up, but drive shaft it, tore up a few other things. So probably won't be able to run it tonight. We're gonna give it a try. We're gonna work on it all day today and see if we can get it there.
Wow.
Yeah, if not, we do have a Porsche up there.
Well, and let's talk about that. Look what Jerry Goff is willing to do, pull himself out of the team truck, which is a beautiful ride, and you guys are debuting that truck in front of the fans for the first time. And, man, that takes a lot to step out of the truck to put his teammate into it. Talk about that.
It does, and he's been up here just as much, you know, working on these things as I have. And he worked his butt off, and he deserves to drive the truck. He told me that we shouldn't get third third race for me to get in it. So we're gonna race one way or the other. Like I said, Jerry's still working on his late model deal, so this was something, you know, to get him ready and, you know, closer to that deal.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's one thing I was going to ask. Well, let's talk about all the cars that you guys have. I see that Papa Day is going to be back in a bomber this evening as well. And how is he feeling, and is he ready to go and have some fun?
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to run the car tonight.
Oh, God.
It's ready. You know, it's loaded up on the trailer and ready to go. You never know him, you know.
I understand. Well, how's it been on the off season working? You know, what you got to do is work on the vehicles, and then you also got to try to search for sponsorships. Who helps you guys out? Because I see stickers on that truck every year, very similar, the very same ones, and it seems like when you guys get a sponsor, you're able to keep them.
Yeah, we've had the same sponsors for pretty much my whole racing career. Just my dad, of course, and Daytona and Barry's Dupullet. We've been with them since they've opened doors here in Mobile, and then I got all of them custom styles. They came on board with us about 3 years ago, and they've been right here with me since then. You know, a couple other people that helped us out a whole lot, and we couldn't do it without them, that's for sure.
Well, and I know you're in the shop. We're going to let you go here in a couple minutes. But obviously, you know, we've been talking a lot on the show this morning about the wall, no wall. You know, it seems like when there's a bad accident at Mobile International Speedway, that old thing comes back again. And, you know, everyone has their own personal opinions. I think Tommy Prater said it the best that, you know, yeah, I love the way he said it. But, you know, hey, ARCA's not coming back because of that? So, no, just it's a lie from a dumbass is what he said, essentially.
Yeah.
So they'll be back. But your thoughts on a wall or no wall?
Well, I believe if you want to race with a wall, go across the bank.
Yeah.
Go to Five Flag and race over there. And then if you want to run without a wall, you can always come to Mobile. You know, I went off last year, 2013, I went off turn three wide open with a bunch of ball joint qualifying. And if there would have been a wall there, that would have hurt pretty bad. It still hurt a little bit, but I was able to fix the truck and still win the championship that night because there's not being a wall there. So, of course, I'm glad there's no wall. But, you know, I don't mind there being a wall because I love racing Pensacola, too.
Sure. But to add a wall to Mobile is not the answer.
No, I wouldn't do it. Heck no.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Well, you guys, who's helping with the team, all the guys in the crew as well this year?
Yeah, just me, my dad, Brandon Tipton, Jerry Goff, Jake May. And it's really a lot of people that you know, put their time in helping us. A lot of people come to the track to help us. But, I mean, that's mainly the ones that come over to the shop. You know, we same old people that's been doing for years.
Yeah. How many championships?
I have two at Sonic South, and then, you know, just the truck win at Mobile.
Listen to you. Just the truck one. Oh, yeah. Mr. Three Time.
I've been real close to a lot of bombers. I've been bombers 4 years. I think all 4 years we were second or third, you know, right there. But it was hard beating Johnny Day. He's Jimmy Johnson, the bombers, I promise you.
Yeah, I guarantee it. Well, you know, you guys, you started racing. Your family's been around it forever. But let's talk about your experience at Sunny South Raceway.
Oh, yeah. Still one of my favorite tracks of all time. I love it. I went down there last weekend just to go around it on a daggum go-kart just to go around it and something.
I saw that. How was that? Is that just for fun?
Yeah, it was really just fun. I don't think I'm going to race it. I'm going to let my little brother-in-law probably race it. But it was a lot of fun. It's if you want to go fast, you don't lift, and it's hard for me not to lift in them turns.
Wow. Yeah, I bet you, because you're an inch off the ground flying.
Yeah, they're going really fast.
You know, your wife put a picture up of your daughter holding up the picture of the catalog, not the catalog, but the program from the ARCA Mobile 200.
Right.
Tell that story. That's so awesome.
Oh, yeah, we was riding on the road, and we had it put in the back seat. She was going through it, and she was seeing the people that she knew and was telling us, and then seeing me and was all excited, you know. So she loved it. She gets to the age now where she really enjoys it. I tried to put her in one of them Champ Clarks, but she said she'd rather sit in the stands and watch us.
And that's, you know what, that's cheaper and safer too, Papa. You know, you've been racing for a long time, and there are a lot of people listening to the show that are either new racers at Sunny South, or you've got families that are considering to getting into this whole racing thing that we talk about every Saturday morning. Piece of advice from a past champion, you know, what would you give either the advice to young drivers that are starting and also to families that are looking into getting into racing, JJ?
The same advice I've always gave, and it's, don't start out in the highest class there is because right. You got the money to do it.
Yeah.
You know, when you start, I started out in the lowest class possible.
Yeah.
In the Stinger car. And you know, that's one of the, I mean, that's some of the most fun racing I've ever had.
Yeah.
Was running those cars. And I just believe that if you start the lower and then you work your way up, and you'll be the, you know, the best driver you can be by the time you get up there.
Yeah, yeah. And one more time, go through those sponsors. And if we want to help sponsor, how can we get a hold of you, JJ?
Yeah, just Facebook. You know, I mean, yeah. If you get a hold of Kane.
That's a good way to put it. Brother, you guys go back in the shop. We appreciate you taking time to update all the fans, because I know a lot of people saw that picture on there and thought, crap, now what's going to happen? But it looks like you guys, I hope you guys get there, pull in at 3 o'clock with two trucks, not one, brother.
There you go. Thank you, man.
Absolutely. Again, JJ Day, and those guys are already back in the shop working on it. So it's been a busy show again. I do want to remind you guys again to Kane Motorsports. Obviously, we want to wish the very best of luck to our team. Of course, myself and the new number 5 Chevy. Also, the number 22 of Matt Jackson. We've added Johnny Green from Intimidator Charters to the number 10. And also, we've got Steve and Cole Williams going to be driving the 18 Superstock, all under the Kane Motorsports umbrella. And we're racing, obviously, for childhood cancer. So these guys are also going to be helping, like, for instance, Johnny Green is going to take out two families of Kane's Warrior Kids. And if you know families that are fighting with childhood cancer, find me at the track. Find my wife, Michelle Long, or myself, Derek Long, on Facebook, and let us know so maybe we can take their family out for a day trip out on his boat and show them a great time. No cost to them whatsoever. We've got it handled on our side. So thank you to Johnny Green for stepping up. Also, we have a lot of great things we're going to be auctioning off. Our friend AJ McCarron has got five or six items from a helmet to footballs into one of his jerseys. We're going to sign up and do auctions throughout this racing year with our good friends Ratty Rods of the South on Facebook, and also just on our Facebook page. And all that money will go to all these kids locally that are fighting cancer. You know, you can ask families like Luther Courtney and James Lestat and all these folks, the good friends that we have that we still help. You know, our main goal for this year, and I think we're going to be able to do it here right after our hospital run, is to be able to help the Luther Courtney and Luke. You know, he was we buried him last year, and they still don't have a grave marker. It's a $3,000 bill, and I think by the end of this month we'll have $3,000 we can give him. So prayers and thoughts to all those families that have lost our angels. And again, if you know folks that we could honor on our childhood cancer race car, we'd be honored to call you guys and talk to you about it. So thank you for everything you guys do. I have such a good time getting up here. We appreciate you guys being on the show, and again, everyone that wants to come back on, it's not hard to find us. God bless y'all.